Throughout parts of Vermont, people with cell phone service from the company Coverage Co. continue to have spotty service. Now a group of Vermont lawmakers is asking the state for more details on how it's going to deal with the ongoing problems. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Coverage Co. told the state back in March that its cell phone service was losing money, and the state's been waiting for more details about the company's future. The service at this point is spotty, and it seems to be getting worse. So a group of legislators from the districts that are being affected sent a letter to the Department of Public Service last week. Representative Laura Sibilia from the Windham-Bennington District is one of the seven lawmakers who signed on to the letter.
So I think we're looking for some movement. We really need to get on to the next thing. So if there's a plan, it's time to see the plan.
Coverage Co. owes a lot of money to the various vendors that keep the service going, like the electric utilities, the backhaul services, and the cell phone companies that use the antennas. So Sibilia says it seems like pockets of communities around the state are losing their service as those vendors give up on thinking Coverage Co. will pay them. In their letter, the lawmakers say it's time for the state to cut its losses with Coverage Co. and try to figure out how to get the cell service back.
If the department sees something going on with Coverage Co. that gives them hope that they're going to be able to provide services that they thus far have not been able to reliably provide, you know, we'd like to see that plan ASAP because we have communities that are reliant on it.
But Clay Purvis with the Department of Public Service says Coverage Co. is trying to improve its network. The state invested about $4 million in the equipment while Coverage Co. provided the service. And Purvis says the department is not ready to give up on them and move on.
It is definitely a situation that has us concerned. Things in the short term haven't improved. However, there are some positive areas. We don't have any specific information yet about all of the creditors and all of the vendors that help make the sites run. But we do know that this firm is working to try to improve network operations.
Purvis says the state can terminate its agreement with Coverage Co. and put out an RFP for another company to take over the system. And he says the state is hoping to get an update soon on both the system and about the company's financial situation. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman.